you want me to be, let me acknowledge what I did. See, this is what happens, is that we don't run from God on a no. We run to God. In the house, to finally, David faced it. He faced the problem head on. I'm telling you, when you're dealing with any kind of issue, be it in your personal life, be it in your family, marriage, or job, whatever, face it head on. Don't run. Face it head on. And David now has faced it head on. When he got up, he accepted the will of God. He washed himself. He anointed himself. He went into the house of the Lord. And I'm getting ready to close. These 4 points. Number one, he did not blame God. Got that? Sometimes we're quick, and we may not say it, but it shows. He did not blame God. Number two, he accepted the will of God. Number three, he understood his transgression. He understood the sin. This is why he wrote Psalms 51. Read it. Number four, grace entered into his life. Grace is still the place of God. So wherever you are with the Lord, maybe you have heard or know, let grace now kick in. Let grace give you the strength. Let grace carry you over to the next level. David trusted God when he heard the no enough to get up and say yes to his will. You may ask that question then, and many have. Can we ever change a no of God to a yes? Well, let me put it to you this way. Abraham tried. He tried to do it when God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. I would just say, just trust God, because in his no is a yes to his will. And it's going to work out. It's going to work out for your best. God knows best. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. I pray that this word resonated into your heart. And I pray that you have received something from it. And so, with that being said,